This is Real Radio.
I've known a couple of people get deliberately caught shoplifting so they can get help. And that's a cry for help, nothing more.
This pushed under the carpet. You know, heroin is our big problem in the valleys, and it is killing people. And we need to recognise it, and we need to get help out there to stop the next generation.
First, the voice of a 42-year-old dad from Cardiff battling a heroin addiction, the next an Aberdare drugs worker. Here's Martin Blakeborough, the chief exec of one of Wales' leading drug support projects, Kaleidoscope.
If they're looking for treatment, they want to get treatment there and then. They do not want to wait 6 months to a year, which is what could happen in some of our cities in Wales. And that, of course, is wrong.
But if drug users are arrested or charged for an offence by the police, they can jump to the front of the queue. To some, that's an attractive option.
The only way that they can fast track it is through a criminal justice system. Now, to me, that's not good, because I don't want people to commit crime in order to feel they might be fast tracked in treatment.
We even spoke to somebody who threw himself in front of a car to get treatment. Chris from Abercumboy is 26 and a reforming addict.
I think, especially in the valleys, heroin has become an huge problem. So, you know, I don't think there's enough services or support up there to deal with it, really.
But Plaid AM for South Wales Central, Leanne Wood, a former probation officer, fears that because of government cutbacks, things will only get worse.
The existing system is obviously not good enough. It's not meeting the needs of people out there unless they go through the criminal justice route. The concern for the future now is about the level of services that can be provided by health authorities when these cuts come into being.
Well, Edwina Hart, the Assembly Government Health Minister, has turned down our request for an interview, but an Assembly Government statement says all clients who present to substance misuse treatment services are prioritised according to clinical need. Waiting times have improved considerably over the last few years, they say. But our Aberdare care worker says more needs to be done.
There is an ending. You've got young people who are in their 20s and injecting, they've got no veins. They've got hepatitis. Where do we go from here? We need more support out there for these next generation, because these are our future.